There are a number of provincial premiers who are dining out on not collecting the Fed's carbon tax. What's going on with that? Michael Diamond is here. He's going to answer that in a second. First, subscribe and donate so the crew can get paid. Michael Diamond is a smart political advisor and operator, and he joins me now because I'm reading columns all the time in the elite papers saying, well, it's the right thing, it was a good policy, oh, but the liberals just didn't communicate it right.
You know, it's sad that these elites truly believe that consumers are that stupid, that when they can't afford...
98% of Canadians are stupid,
yeah, yes. When they are facing inflationary pressures, when they're facing increasing taxes, that they're stupid because they just couldn't understand the good intentions
of it. Also then, Michael, are you saying that the mainstream press, paid for by the PMO, who says it's still good policy, it's just communicated poorly, are they wrong? Are you saying it's bad policy?
Those in the mainstream media who are saying that a carbon tax is good policy, just like politicians who are saying that a carbon tax is good policy, are wrong. There are other voices. There are other voices in politics, and there are other voices in media that are correctly calling this out for what it is, that it's a tax on people.
But not the majority, though, Michael.
No.
Maybe it's because most of it's paid by the PMO. I don't know. But, well, I mean, most commentators say, oh, great, great policy. Hammer those consumers. Make them pay for polluting. When a guy wants to drive his truck to work, make him pay.
Look, I mean, I think where you need to look at where are the people on this. The people are generally where the leaders of the provinces are on this, where you've seen from coast to coast, with a few exceptions,
yeah,
premiers in provinces that have the federal backstop, the Justin Trudeau carbon tax, like we do in Ontario, like they do in Saskatchewan, where Scott Moe has stopped collecting it, I think is, you know, just great politics for him, but also the right thing to do. That's where the people are. They are sick and tired of this. They see it as nothing but another tax. The Liberals trying to reframe this from being a tax to now they're calling it's a rebate. It sounds more like a Ponzi scheme to me. And I think, you know, people have realized that for a long time, but on top of increasing financial pressures and increased inflation over the last number of years, it's just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay, so now the commentators, elite commentators and the Ottawa Liberals are saying, you know what, if Poilievre gets in and he's going to axe the tax, that's going to be disastrous for the climate. Should Poilievre axe the tax?
He should absolutely axe the tax. It's Canada's contribution to the global climate crisis is actually more Canada. We should be exporting more clean Canadian energy. We should be building more Canada.
No business case
the,
for that.
The rest
our
of the
business,
world.
Our businessman, Prime Minister, said there's no business case for exporting that. You know that.
Well, you know, we're going to have a new prime minister soon, hopefully, and, who has his pulse on where the people are and what needs to be done. So, you know, I think it's not only the good politics, it's the right thing to do, and it's increasingly popular.
Michael Diamond, good politician. Thank you very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.